This is Valley Edition. I'm Alice Daniel. Radio Bio is a podcast that educates and informs listeners about science. It's produced by a team of graduate students at UC Merced. Kinsey Brock, Christy Donham, and Sonia Vargas were recently in our studio to tell us why they're using creative means to improve science literacy. Kinsey, you're one of the co-founders. How did Radio Bio get started, and what's your mission?
Yeah, so Radio Bio actually started in a classroom with, in my opinion, just the right kind of people in it. It was a biology graduate course taught by a professor Wolf at UC Merced, and he mentioned he was interviewed by some graduate students for a podcast, and wouldn't it be cool if UC Merced had something like that? And as soon as I heard that, it was like lightning had struck. I saw it kind of all come together before me. I'm an artist and a biologist, and so I thought, wow, this could be a perfect opportunity to do art, have biology, talk with biologists, and like marry all of these interests together into something creative.
Do the whole production.
Yes.
And you are an artist, and some of the illustrations for the podcast are beautiful.
Oh, thank
tell
you.
Tell me about one of them.
Which illustration should I
do? I really like the bat one for the Matuhi episode.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I did probably my favorite piece of artwork that I've gotten to do was for Gregory Matumi's podcast. He is a bat biologist. He studies all about how the way that bats' faces look actually have a lot to do with what they eat. And I just think that is so cool. Like, if you think about bats and all the different ways that they look, a lot of it has to do with because of their diet, what they eat. So
kind of changes the way we look in the mirror now.
Yeah. So I did a nice illustration with ink with all these bats just playing around in a forest, eating all different kinds of food, and they all look different, but they're having a great time.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And so you've had three seasons. You're getting ready to begin your fourth season. Mm-hmm. You interview scientists from all over, not just California, but other places as well. So let's start with an episode that you did, Kinsey, that's close to home. The grasslands right outside of UC Merced. We'll let the podcast introduce it.
California is a big state with just about every kind of ecosystem you can think of. We have the tallest mountain in the continental United States, the lowest point in North America, and everything in between. But right in the middle of the state rests an often overlooked but equally significant ecosystem, the vernal pools.
So today we decided to do something a little bit different. An ecosystem like the vernal pools can't be summed up and studied by just one scientist. So today on Radio Bio, we have four scientists tell us all about what makes a vernal pool, and what lives in these ephemeral ponds. And hopefully, by the end of this episode, you'll look at California grasslands in a whole new light. This is Radio Bio.
And the vernal pools are the 39th reserve in the UC Natural Reserve System. The UC Merced campus was going to be built on the hills where the reserve is, but it turned out this land was too important. It's very diverse, sensitive habitat. From this episode, let's listen to Monique Colster, who just stepped down as the vernal pool director.
One of those species was the fairy shrimp. So UC Merced is intimately tied with the fairy shrimp because of this happening in the discovery of the fairy shrimp and vernal pools.
Wait, did she say fairy shrimp?
You heard that right, fairy shrimp. We'll get to these creatures later in the episode. Okay, so only 10% of these vernal pools remain in California. What else is unique about them?
Yeah, it's just first a very incredibly diverse, special habitat. I have to say, the more I learn about it, the more I personally fall in love with it. And I'd say whoever comes out here, it tends to be the same thing, where it's a habitat of such rare and unusual organisms, the Galapagos of the Central Valley. They are just so incredibly diverse. So it's just an incredible ecosystem that we have right here in the Central Valley. So of course, the habitat makes it special.
I love the Galapagos of the Central Valley. And if listeners want to know more about the fairy shrimp, they'll have to listen to the podcast. Kinsey, you were also going to tell us what the mission of the podcast is.
Yeah, so Radio Bio's mission is to increase scientific literacy in the Central Valley and beyond through the production of biology-themed podcasts, artwork, and our free outreach events.
And Christy, you started the podcast with Kinsey. How many listeners do you have now?
I think we average about 200 per episode.
Who are your listeners?
Well, we strive to really cater to the Central Valley listeners, but we really have listeners from all over the world. We have Australian listeners, Eastern European listeners.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you did the episode on T cells, and you interviewed Dr. Ellen Rothenberg from Caltech. Here she is explaining what a T cell does.
But the beauty of T cells is that they each are developed so that they recognize, to first approximation, one thing in the outer world. And as long as that outer world thing isn't something that they encounter, they will be perfectly quiet. They'll go through your body circulating cheerfully. They can live for a long time. They don't need to divide at all. Or they can divide a little bit, maybe once a month or something like that. They don't need to do anything. But if they encounter the thing that they recognize, they have an explosive response. They rapidly start proliferating. They make a large clone. Every one armed with the same potential effector abilities, and then they start secreting molecules that recruit other immune cells, and they recruit them not only saying, problem here, come and help, or problem here, come and kill. They also say, this is a problem of such and such a type. I think the kind of reinforcements we need is a little bit more sort of like sneezing and a little bit less chewing up all the tissue and destroying it. Or in another case, they might say, virus here, virus-infected cell. Only way to get rid of it is kill the virus-infected cell, sacrifice it, bring in the murderous troops. The T cell makes that call.
T cells are incredible. I have so much more respect for them, having listened to your podcast. And you really delve deeply into how they work and how they originate. And I'm wondering, as graduate students studying very specific topics, do you ever feel out of your element?
Oh, all the time. Sometimes I sign up for podcasts that I know nothing about for interviewees, just to learn more. And on some level, it's really important to have someone that isn't as familiar with the subject matter to help kind of let people know what level to be on scientifically.
Sonia, you're one of the newest cohorts of the podcast team. You help edit and produce it. Yeah. Tell us how the podcast comes together. How big is the team?
So each podcast is really a team production, and our whole podcast group is really one big team. We kind of have about 15 to 20 like group members, but each podcast, we have a group of five usually working on. And we usually have two interviewers, one producer, and one editor, and one artist. And so each group produces each of our podcasts individually per their vision.
Having produced Valley Edition, our show, I have to say I'm really impressed that you are putting this podcast together, because you're so busy. You're graduate students. You're all PhD students in science. Kinsey, how do you manage to put this together and do it well?
I agree with Sonia. It's the teamwork that makes the dream work. I mean, it's a labor of love, and we are 15 graduate students who are really just passionate and nerdy and excited to be doing what we're doing. I mean, I don't think you can be a scientist without having that like that internal motivation to create, to ask questions. And I think we bring that same motivation to creating these podcasts. Like, we're curious. We want to talk to these really interesting scientists about what they do. And, you know, we want to get it out there for other people to enjoy and to learn.
And you want to teach.
Yeah, we want to teach. We want to share. I mean, I think it's a privilege to be in graduate school and to have access to all the amazing resources of information that I have. And I think we all believe on our team that, like, that kind of thing, that kind of information should be shared.
And very quickly, tell me what your favorite episode is.
This is Christy, and I might be biased because I was on this episode, but I love the T-cell episode with Ellen Rothenberg.
Sonia?
I think my favorite episode is the one that you're playing clips from. Our Vernal Pools Dispatch is really good.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Kinsey?
Man. This is a cop-out answer, but, you know, I love every episode because every episode I'm, like, seeing my friends, I'm hearing my friends do something amazing. I've watched so many, all these people who work on this podcast, like, grow through this, like, project in ways that I think only a long-term creative project can do. I love every episode. I love hearing my friends interview scientists about what they do. I learn something every episode. I can't pick a favorite.
And the episodes are great.
Thanks.
Radio Bio is now featured on Mariposa Public Radio. Where else can listeners hear it?
You can find us on SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're also found on our website, radiobio.net.
So lots of avenues to listen. And before we go, you got some really big news last spring. Who recently picked up your podcast?
Oh, yeah, this is great. We recently got picked up by the NSF, the National Science Foundation. And so you can listen to us on NSF 360 Radio.
What did you think when the NSF picked you up?
I can't believe it. I mean, it was a total honor, right, as a graduate student to have the NSF reach out to you and say, hey, we hear what you're doing and we like it and we think it's good enough to put on like our website. I mean, it was a total honor and shock and surprise, and we are really grateful to be on there.
Well, Kinsey, Sonia, and Christy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.